My name is Sean Dawes, and I was the announcer in the original series of True Vault Escapades. That was my very first sort of proper audio gig that I've done. That was way back in 2012, I think. And I honestly don't remember how I got started into it. I think that I had done my own stuff. I had a little YouTube channel yonks ago where I did my own little Fallout skits and whatnot, and somehow came across Preston online. I don't even remember how, but we got chatting and auditioned for the announcer role and was lucky enough to get it. So Preston and I worked together for probably about a year on various episodes and whatnot, helped out with a few various small bits as well in the series and in some other projects that he worked on. And yeah, from there it sort of blossomed a bit. I ended up being part of some other projects, Radio Boston, Mod. Ended up doing a bunch of writing and performing for some remakes of the outstandingly awesome Tales comic book series. And ultimately did a Captain Cosmos radio show. A few years later, which was a lot of fun, where I got to play the original Captain Cosmos as well as the Ghoul version later on and had a lot of fun with that. As far as Fallout, I mean, that's really where it all started. I liked Fallout 3 a lot. I basically was obsessed with it when it came out and played that for ages and just was so blown away with the game and the world that it was created around and all the lore. And the characters. So, for me, it was actually Gob that got me into the whole voice acting thing in the first place. I really liked the way the ghouls were portrayed in Fallout 3, and I love the voices and the way they rough things up a bit. And it just really, I don't know, so it sparked something in my brain that I really enjoyed that aspect of it. It was good because it helped me learn a lot of stuff about performing, about editing, about writing, all these sort of things, and it's helped me out in other parts of my life. So I've done quite a lot of voice acting for my work. I work in the events industry, so I do a lot of voiceovers there. Not as my main job, but just as a by the by. So I've been a few times the voice of God at large conferences. Hear my voice going over the loudspeakers at some of the plenary sessions and that sort of thing. It's been pretty cool. And a lot of voiceovers for training videos and that sort of thing. So, if you're really keen and you can figure out where I work, then you can call up and you can listen to my voice on the interactive voice recording when you call up and try to get hold of somebody. So, yeah, it's been pretty cool. As far as my favorite character to play, I mean, I love playing the announcer. I think it's fun. I look back and I cringe at how it sounded, but I actually really enjoy trying to sort of develop the original voice, the old school radio announcer voice from back in the day. I probably can't even do it anymore, but it was a lot of fun. I think every character's been really fun. I've enjoyed just approaching each role, trying to find a voice that works out well for that particular character, throwing in a couple accents and that sort of thing. And I think until I started doing it, I never really realized how much actual acting is involved in it. I think if anything, when you're only using your voice, you really need to put a lot of effort into, convincing the listener that they're there and immersed in the story. And I love that aspect of it. I love hearing, how it comes out, especially after editing and layering and sound effects and that sort of thing. It sounds really good. For me, the favorite episode, actually, I think the first one. I remember listening it for the very first time and just being amazed at how well it had come together. I remember hearing Walter's voice for the first time and just thinking, wow, that's just like the perfect voice for that character. I said the storyline was great. The sound effects again were really good, and I just remember being carried away by the whole storyline and just plowing through that first season, episode by episode as they came out. And even having been part of them and not really seeing all the bits and pieces, how they fit together until the actual episode was released, was exciting because you can sort of see how your contribution, helps out the whole. And yeah, it's really interesting. So yeah, for me, the first season was definitely the best one because it was such a revelation that this could be done by a bunch of randos on the internet, you know, just having a bit of fun and putting something out there. It's just amazing to me now that we're, I mean, how many seasons in, how many years later, and it's still going strong and it's just getting better and better, and the quality and the production quality of it is just so much better than it was even back then. And it's really a testament to Preston how well he's gone through and really created this whole brand and storyline, and yeah, I've just loved the entire experience. As far as parting words, for me, I think just, you know, just try some stuff. If you, this is something you enjoy doing, just get in there and try this. There's so many communities online. There's so many ways you can contribute. It doesn't even, if you don't want to hear yourself online, that's fine. You know, put your hand up to do some editing or to help with that, with the writing. There's so many different pieces of it that, that you can contribute for, and just, you know, just, you don't have to be an expert. Just try it out. Practice your skills, get better at it, and yeah, you can be part of something like this as well, and it is a lot of fun, so highly recommended. Anyways, thanks again to everyone who's sort of supported Tuval Escapades since the beginning. Thanks again to Preston for putting together such an amazing project, and I really look forward to contributing down the track.